This portion of the Bob Romanek Grim Reaper of Radio is brought to you by NAME, the National Association for Majority Equality, a national organization established to fight for and preserve equality for every American, regardless of race.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. Here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we like to have fun. But on a very serious note, you have probably noticed the very unorthodox way that we operate this radio station. We do things quite differently, probably unlike any other radio station in the universe. In the radio world, dead airspace is the worst thing that could ever happen. But here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we think sometimes that dead airspace and silence is good. No, great, especially when it gives us time to remember our loved ones who have passed on before us. Too often, we are too busy to take a moment out of our hectic day to remember our loved ones. KQQZ will now have a minute of dead airspace, a minute of silence, if you will. So please, take this time to remember the loved ones that we will never forget. It will certainly make your day a whole lot better. If you don't appreciate the minute of silence to honor our loved ones that have passed on before us, or if you're offended by the silence, then please tune to another station. And after you've tuned to another station because of our silence, don't come back. Because our radio family here at KQQZ really don't want you as a listener. Now, KQQZ's Minute of Silence.
KQQZ 1190 AM sincerely thanks you for your patience and decency. Now, back to our regular scheduled programming.
Beware. Beware. This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully, presents to you Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
We'll be right back. gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and as always, you don't like what you hear, turn it off. We don't need you as listeners, and you don't need to be aggravated with my crap. So don't like it, turn it off now, keep it off, don't ever turn it back on. Everyone will be happy. Before we get going, I'd like to say again, coming this Saturday at the New Memphis Station Bar and Grill, that's in New Memphis Station, Illinois, right outside New Memphis. They're having a crawfish boil. It starts this Saturday, again, at 2 p.m. Fresh crawfish, potatoes, corn, and all the fixings. Other drinks available. They're going to have an outside bar, drink specials, live music. So if you can make it to the crawfish boil this Saturday at 2 p.m. at the New Memphis Station Bar and Grill, please do. I guarantee you, you'll have a great time. We're going to try, the radio station's going to try to make it out. Also, we had one of the Shriners stop by. They're having their circus starting this week in Belleville. Going to be in Belleville on June the 1st and 2nd, then at Madison County Fairgrounds on the 3rd, and Effingham County Fairgrounds on the 5th. On the 6th, 5th and 6th, it'll be at Effingham. And then the 8th and 9th, it'll be in Williamson County Fairgrounds in Marion, Illinois. I've got 10 tickets to give away. If somebody'd like to call after the show sometime just a little bit after 11, we'll give them away in two. So we've got five sets of two to give away if anybody's interested in going to the Shriners Carnival. Shriners Circus. Again, June the 1st and 2nd will be in Belleville. June the 3rd will be in Madison County Fairgrounds in Highland. June the 5th and 6th will be at the Effingham County Fairgrounds in Altamont, Illinois. And June the 8th and 9th will be at the Williamson County Fairgrounds. That's in Marion, Illinois. So I've got five sets of two. So if anybody's interested, they're $15 a piece. Anybody interested in the Belleville area, the Highland area, the Altamont area, or the Marion area, a little bit down south, please, right after 11 o'clock, give us a call and we'll work out some way to get you the tickets. Today's what, Wednesday, so it's on Saturday. Still have a few more days, so let's see what we can come up with. Yes, we're giving them away. Lines are open. We are America's voice of freedom. Definitely the Patriot. You can call toll free 1-888-394-1430 on the east side, 394-1190. I'm going to go around the horn a little bit. I see, you know, the FBI, they always have their most wanted list, their 10 most wanted list all throughout the country. And now they've put a man that they think that's been in the wilderness, fleeing into the wilderness nearly 7 years ago. The FBI has put him on the top 10 wanted list, they said Wednesday. So this gentleman, Elmer Palmer of Stony Point, New York, he's wanted for a September the 24th, 2012 shooting death of his daughter-in-law, Tammy Palmer, who authorities described as cold-blooded and premeditated murder. They say Palmer, now 80 years old, is alive and living under an alias somewhere, they think. They don't really know. Now, Palmer's son claims his father was a severe diabetic, died in the woods in Hamilton State Park, which is southwest of New York State. Authorities say they suspect he's either living in another state or possibly even in another country. They say on that September morning, Palmer waited for his 39-year-old daughter-in-law to place her two children on a school bus before shooting her three times with a bolt-action shotgun as she walked up the driveway towards her home. Now, the ignorant bastard says, this is Sergeant George Lutz of the Haverstraw Police Department. He walked up, waited for his grandchildren to get on the bus before executing his mother. That's pretty cold-blooded. Now, I have to disagree, Detective Sergeant George Lutz of the Haverstraw Police Department. I think that was a thing to do. You're not going to shoot a mother in the head with the children right there. Why not wait? I mean, it's not good. You should never hurt anybody. I agree with you with the police departments. But they're making such a big to-do out of it that they've put him on the 10 most wanted list in this great United States of America. Now, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable how they can wait all this time to finally put this man on the 10 most wanted list after all these years. But apparently, they've got, I say they, the police officers, have some information to show that this Eugene Palmer wanted for a 2012 murder to be put on the 10 most wanted list in this great United States of America. I would think there's a lot more to worry about. Not that he shouldn't be found, charged, and if convicted, as you know, everybody's innocent in this great country until we're convicted. So everybody is innocent, and this Eugene Palmer is innocent. So if they find him, hopefully they'll find him. They'll have a jury trial with 12 members of his peers. And if he's found guilty, go to jail. If not, let him go. But it's going to be a hell of a case, I think, after all these years. Of course, you never know what's going to happen until it happens. On a little bit lighter note, and she's one of my favorites, Britney Spears. Everybody knows old Britney. She flaunts her bikini body while firing back at online conspiracy theorists. There's people getting online and say that that Britney is half nuts and she can't handle her affairs and all this crap. You guys have heard it the last 5, 6, 7 years. So what Britney's done, she's got on her Facebook and she's showing her body in two or three different pictures. And I got to say, she is one hot lady. So I think she's 21.8 million followers. She has 21.8 million followers, and she's showing everybody that, you know, that she is capable of taking care of herself. I think she cares enough for her father that her father's helping along the way. But it's amazing. Jamie Spears, her father, has control of most of her affairs for the last 11 years following her mental breakdown that she had, you know, when she cut her hair off and did all the crap she did. But she's back on the internet showing everybody that, you know, and she's not showing me that she's competent, but she's showing me that she's one hot individual. So I have to say, if we go by just looks, you're not going to get any better than Britney Spears. Of course, again, I don't know if that's what they're going by. And if they're not, then somebody needs to address the issue. And then we take it from there. We go up to New York. There's this gentleman in upstate New York. He's been charged with felony possession of an illegal handgun after he fatally shot two people burglarizing his home, police said. The New York State Police said in a press release that Ronald J. Schnotnick interrupted a man and woman burglarizing his home about 2:40 p.m. in Deerfield, New York, located about 4 hours north of New York City. He says Slaznik then shot the two suspects, according to police. The 64-year-old was later arrested and charged after authorities realized the handgun used in the shooting was an alleged illegally owned. So I don't know what they mean by allegedly illegally owned, but it says the suspects, a 57-year-old woman and a 27-year-old man, were transported to the hospital. The woman, 57-year-old Patricia Ann Telerico of Utica, was pronounced dead at the scene, and the second suspect, Nicholas Terilico, also of Utica, I guess her husband or her son, was also transported to the hospital where he died of his injuries. And, you know, it's amazing, but they say the troopers finally arrested this the gentleman that did the shooting. They're not getting him for killing the two people in his house that were trying to burglarize his house. They're getting him for criminal possession of a firearm, and he was transported to the county jail awaiting arraignment, according to state police. They say authorities said the investigation into the incident is ongoing. So I don't understand all the particulars on this, but I would assume if this man did in fact have an illegal weapon that he should be charged with it. But again, he's not going to be charged with killing the two people that I would assume illegally entered his house. Now, you guys know with the elections coming up in 2020, all the county elections, all the state elections, all the federal elections, and every 2 years there is a federal election because of the United States House of Representatives. It says here that the Democrats are outraged that McConnell vows to fill any Supreme Court vacancy in 2020. You know, they fought back and forth, and they wouldn't even address the Democratic candidate in 2016 because everybody said that we had to wait for the new president to do that. But now Senator McConnell is saying that's bullcrap. He's saying that if there's a opening comes up in 2020, and I would assume they're saying that. He said that he argued the point that while in 2020, the House and Senate will be controlled by the same party, that was not the case during President Obama's last year. So I don't understand all the problems with this, but I guarantee you now with the conservative justices, now they have a 5-4 majority over the liberals in the United States Supreme Court. And I don't know what that's going to do, because I know a couple, the two conservatives that President Trump has just put in office this last year and a half, they have voted on some issues against the president. So I don't know where the Democrats are saying that McConnell is wrong and he's rotten for what the hell he's doing, whenever the two of the United States Supreme Court justices that he had put in voted against President Trump. So it's going to be interesting to see how that pans out. Now, I don't know what's going to happen with that, but we'll have to stick around and see. I'm going to go again the little national issue. Omar, you know, Congress Lady Omar, Ilhan Omar, she's a very, very, very religious United States congressman. She's being yelled at, she's being screamed at at some by some protesters up in the Seattle area. They were in an event in Bellevue, Washington, and they had extremely tight security, but she attracted some groups that are not in favor by what the hell she's saying. And now up there, they've got it where they've got both sides fighting each other over all this crap. And Ted Cruz, United States Senator out of Texas, he slams Ilhan Omar over now delete a tweet on immigration. Now, Cruz called out Senator Omar. She's a Democrat out of Minnesota. Over now delete a tweet that suggested having a merit-based immigration system would disadvantage Latino immigrants. Now, there's going to be, I guarantee you, when this is all said and done, there's going to be a hell of a fight between the Democrats and the Republicans in this upcoming presidential election. I think this is going to be an election like you've never seen before. Now, I could be wrong. Haven't been wrong yet, but there's a point in time where people will say, hey, this guy was wrong, he was wrong, she was wrong. But I don't think it's going to happen on this. I honestly believe that we're going to have a hell of a fight over this. Hopefully it won't become a fight where people are getting hurt. But I tell you, in this day and age, you never know what these crazy son on both sides. You never know what these crazy son of a bitches are going to do. We've got some callers. Go ahead, David.
Hey, Bob. Carpe diem to you, buddy.
Hey, carpe diem to you too, sir. What's going on in your world?
Hey, Bob. Did you see the news yesterday? Did you see that little bear in Larica yesterday afternoon?
No.
Went into a school yesterday afternoon. Uh-uh. And they were chasing it and went into the bathroom. They probably caught him.
No, I didn't see. Actually, didn't see anything about that. But what went on with it? Anything any good?
Yeah, man. You talk about lucky those kids were. I think they were off for a summer break, man. Hey, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah. Hey, thank you very much for the call, Dave. That was awful nice to give us that information. David's telling us about a bird.
A bear.
A bear. Oh, I'm sorry. Hell, that's even worse. Oh, I did read. Yeah, I did read about. I did read a little bit about that, but nobody got hurt, did they?
No. That's crazy, though.
Yeah, that is crazy. David, thank you for the call, buddy. We always appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Thank you very much.
Bye bye.
Yeah, I read about the bear. I thought when he said bird. I hadn't read about the bird. We've got some more callers before break. Let's go and take a few more. Go ahead, Mike. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, Bob, thanks for taking my call. I know you don't talk about national news very often or not, but they had Mueller just guy at the top of the hour. He was on at the top of the hour. He gave a little interview about his investigation or whatnot, and more or less exonerated President Trump for the most part.
I heard that.
And and of course he's not going to testify. And I can't blame him because he would be forced to tell those guys basically all the other wrongdoings that he didn't prosecute, which was tied to the Democratic Party. And which is, that's pretty much, in my opinion, that's what I think is why he's trying to prevent not to testify. And he don't have to, of course. But I think I haven't seen the tweets yet from the president, but I can only imagine what they're going to be like now that basically he even said that, no sitting president can be prosecuted. So therefore, there was no collusion and there was no obstruction. Yeah.
Well, Mike, let me ask you, and I watched most of it before I came on the air. Mueller was talking all that crap. Did he actually come out and say that President Trump did nothing wrong?
No, of course not. He didn't even mention him by name, or anyone by name, in a roundabout way, it wasn't very favorable for the Democratic Party, that's for sure. And you can better bet that they're going to attack Mueller now, upside up one side and down another. That's just how they operate right now. And it's kind of sad, because I grew up in a Democratic household, and you know, as I got older, you know, I think as most people, they get more conservative as they get older. And the Democratic Party, really, all they have to hold on to are the unions in this country. But yet, I do firmly believe the way the economy is going, that most of those union workers, when they go behind that curtain, they're going to be pulling the tab for Trump and not for some blue guy who's wearing a, whoever it might be, whoever they decide. Yeah.
You know, Mike,
that's just my opinion.
Yeah, you know, Mike, I agree with you. I'm a Union 600 out of St. Louis, and I've talked with enough union people throughout my years. Now, the upper echelon, they're going to vote Democratic because they go to Washington, they go to all the free dinners, they get all the free crap. But the proud rank-and-file Democrats, and I think the proud rank-and-file Republicans, I think they're smart enough to understand what's going on. And I have to agree with you, Mike. I think you'll probably, and I don't know for a fact, but I would bet you would have at least, I would say, 30 to 40% of the proud union people voting Republican in the next presidential election. What do you think?
Yeah, no question about it. And with the blacks that vote conservative, what you have with the black who votes conservative, they will never turn and vote liberal ever again. That's a known fact. But yet, you're going to see a lot of liberal black Democrats vote for Trump this time because their entire families are all benefit from him. And, you know, they have no reason not to vote for Trump, you know, and, you know, enough of the racism and all this other stuff set aside, but when it's all said and done, it boils down to the jobs and the economy, and you know that as well as I do, you know, Bob. So, but anyway, thanks for the call, Bob.
Okay, you're welcome, Mike, and I do agree with Mike. Yeah. You know, I honestly think that the rank-and-file, hardworking black Democrats, if they take the time to study, if they take the time to understand what's really going on, I think they'll, too, say, hey, listen, I don't give a damn what Trump is. He's starting to help the black race out. He's done a lot more than Obama, who was half black, but never said he was half black. Always said he was black. And that should have pissed off every white person in the United States. But I honestly think, as I believe Mike does, that a lot of the rank and file Democrats, when they go to the polls, they may talk one thing at the union meetings, they may talk one thing out at the bars, but I believe at the end of the day, when the time comes, that these hardworking black and white, I say white Democrats too, I think they've had enough. I've talked to people in the St. Louis area who are politicians over there who have said to me, as I have said to them, we didn't leave the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party left us. And I've heard that time after time after time. And I think we'll continue to hear that up until the 2020 election. And I agree with a lot of people. Now, I don't get around too many of the real, real liberal Democrats because I don't want to be around them. I don't want to get pissed off. I don't want to get in a fight. I don't want to see me or them, probably me, because I'm a lot older than most of them, get hurt. But I don't give a damn how they feel. If they want to vote for a Democrat just because he's a Democrat, that's their prerogative. But they ought to understand, as we all ought to understand in this great country of ours, that we have to take everything, put it in context, understand why we're voting and who we're voting for, and after that, decide who we're going to vote for and vote for him. This, I'm voting for him because he's a Democrat, or I'm voting for him or her because she's a Republican. That crap has never, never, ever worked out, and I don't think it will. We're going to take a quick break. We'll have some more callers after the break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. And you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's by-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
you're right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
Who let the dogs out?
The party was nice, the party was bumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I have a poor boy shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. We're not going to take it anymore. We continue our fight today and every day. And as always, we the people, both black, white, Democrats and Republicans, men and women, we're not going to take it anymore. I think today and every day that people have decided that enough's enough and it's about time that it stops. I see also in Illinois that we're going to decide on the tax plan for all the good people in this great state of Illinois. They're going to decide whether the Illinois flat tax, income tax, is going to be favored over the new thing that the Democrats have rolled out. And they're going to get it on the ballot, I'm sure, because they have the supermajority in the House. They have the supermajority in the state Senate. They have the governor, lieutenant governor, both Democrats, everybody appointed is appointed by the governor, who's a Democrat. So we're going to see what happens, but we know it's going to get on the ballot. It says Illinois faces a multi-billion people, you hear me, dollar deficit into the foreseeable future. We can't do nothing, and that's true, we can't. But what we can do, in my humbled opinion, is start cutting back on a lot of these services. We have services, we've got, and I believe all the Department of Transportation guys are hard workers, but hell, you get out there and you see 8 or 10 doing the job of 1 or 2. And you see that, I go all over the state, you see that all over the state. And I don't know why they don't want to change that, other than that's jobs for them and their people, that's jobs. And by meaning jobs, I mean it's votes for the politicians who keep all these guys working, so in essence, they can get the votes. But it's going to be very, very interesting to see how this plays out. But I think on this also, there's going to be a major, major problem, because I guess most people in Illinois will vote, because they're hearing that 97, it says the changes proposed by Pritzker would allow 97% of Illinois taxpayers who fall under the $250,000 threshold to pay the same current 4.95 tax rate or even less. Now, you know what happened with the graduated tax that Mike Madigan and the Democrats put in a few years back. It was just going to be a temporary tax. Well, that temporary tax lasted, and then it became a permanent temporary tax. Then it became a permanent tax, and it's amazing. It's amazing. And there's some Democrats and Republicans get together on some of this crap, so I can't blame just all the Democrats. And they know that it's going to be placed on the ballot. So some of the Republicans may say, hey, we'll go ahead and vote for it just because we know it's going to be on the ballot. Now, if that happens, I think there's going to be even bigger problems coming down the road. And you guys know that the new state representative, Nathan Reitz, out of Steelville, he was related to the ex-Democratic state representative a few years back before he retired. And then when the other Reitz retired, they give the position to Jerry Costello. And Jerry Costello, in the meantime, in the 116th District, he was appointed by Governor Pritzker to be the new director of law enforcement for the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. Now, I don't know what that job entails, but I believe half the reason that Costello got that job is the law enforcement director for the Department of Natural Resources, because he doesn't always agree with Pritzker. He doesn't always agree with the Democrats. And I think it was twofold. Reitz, who is a son of former state representative Dan Reitz, who voted for the income tax increase in 2011 and then later resigned. Costello, again, was then appointed to his position. But now the younger Reitz, he's mulling over a vote for the graduated income tax. He says he's worked on issues to show his Southern Illinois values. Now, I don't know if that's going to hurt Pritzker, the new governor, or help him, but he can't be any worse for Pritzker's political agenda than Jerry Costello. And I have to say again, I don't agree with everything Jerry Costello has done as a state representative, but I do have to say that I think he's been more than an honorable man. And I think it's a shame that he leaves the state house to become the director of natural resources for the Department of Law Enforcement, for the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. Now, I don't know with that, if that's a full-time position, that he's going to be able to keep his job. He's got a job in the financial field, and they tell me he does real well. And a good-looking young man, a personable young man, should do well if he knows what he's doing, and they tell me he does. So, but I would just hope that the Democrats and the Republicans would try to come together. Now, I doubt that that's ever going to happen in the once great state of Illinois, but it just pisses me off. It pisses me off how we can sit back and let this crap go. Everybody talks about it again. At the bars, the restaurants, the coffee shops, they'll talk about it everywhere, but they won't come out and talk about it. And because they won't come out and talk about it, it never becomes a major issue. They'll handle it up in Springfield, and you know what they'll do in Springfield. The Democrats will vote one way, the Republicans will vote the other way, and then they'll just take it from there. Now, they tell me also the United States Supreme Court, they're not going to take up a challenge to the Pennsylvania school district's policy allowing transgender students to use bathrooms and locker rooms that correspond with their sexual identity. Now, the judges have said the court ruling leaves it in place of federal appeals court ruling held by the Barstown School District, that's about 45 miles northwest of Philadelphia, could continue. These students could continue to allow transgender students to choose what facilities they use when they go to the bathroom. So if a guy wants to be a girl and he says, hey, I'm going to the girl's bathroom, I mean, he's a guy. He's got the guy parts. He's just saying that he thinks he's transgender. So the school districts have said, and until it gets, I guess, to the Supreme Court on another issue, it's going to remain the same, that they can continue to allow transgender students to use the choice of whatever facility they want. Now, I don't understand how they can do that. I don't understand anything about that, but I do understand that it's all politics, and with politics, these rotten bastards are going to get what they want when they want. Now, all the newspapers I get out of the trash, I will not buy them, but they had a financially literacy graduates teaching at the East St. Louis Jackie Joyner Center. Every one of them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, every one of the students are black. It was a 10-week course made possible through a collaboration between the Jackie Joyner Kersey Foundation, the Associated Bank, and SIUE Head Start Program. Now, isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing? You have all these programs, and they're always going to help the blacks out. And I've got no problem with helping the blacks out, but I would like to see some of the underprivileged whites, but I guess the not the proud blacks, they don't want to get involved. I guess the niggers say that, hey, if you're born white, you've got white privilege. You don't need anything else. And I've never really, really understood that, but I guess that's part of what's going on, because I know people that are white. I was born white in a housing project, ate one meal a day when we ate, and they say that's white privilege? If that's white privilege, let me go to the black side of town when I was 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. Let me go to the black side of town, because they were always getting help through the federal government. We in the Roosevelt homes, we got no federal help. We got by with what we got by with. And if it wasn't enough, it just wasn't enough. And to eat one meal a day usually was not enough. I didn't know any better till I started junior high school. And I thought, well, hell, I thought one meal a day is all you were supposed to eat. But it just amazes me in all these newspapers, when something comes out, it's always about the blacks. The blacks need to get more education. The blacks need to get more jobs. The blacks need, yes, they do, but so do the whites. We all don't give a damn what color you are. We all need to get the best education we can get. If we don't want to be an instructor, if we don't want to be a bookkeeper, if we don't want to be a lawyer or a doctor, if we want to get in to the mechanics, if we want to get into driving a truck, whatever we want to do as individuals is what we should do. But you have so many people along the way that say, no, everybody, we all need a four-year degree. If everybody in this great country gets a four-year degree, that four-year degree is going to be like a high school education. And when they talk about giving people $15, $16, $18, $20 an hour, a livable wage, that may eventually come. But when it does, let me tell you, when it does, you're not going to have the underprivileged kids that didn't get a good education working at McDonald's, working at these fast food places for $15, $16, $18, $20 an hour. No, you're going to get qualified people doing minimal work, but it makes no difference because it's a job. But whenever a job comes available at a Burger King or a Wendy's or a McDonald's, flipping burgers at $18 an hour, you're going to see how many people with bachelor's and even master's degrees are going to say, hey, let me tell you what, I've worked all my life and haven't made quite that much. Now, if I'm going to get $15, $18, $20 an hour for pushing burgers, give me that job. Well, what's your education? Well, I've got a bachelor's and a master's degree and blah, blah, blah. How many underprivileged, both black and white, do you think are going to get a job when they're offering $15, $18, $20 an hour to push burgers? And it may eventually come to that. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We'll try to get some callers when we come back. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of radio, death, and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of radio.
Now Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew each side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom. Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome, welcome back to the dark side. We've got a few more minutes, a lot of callers. Let's go ahead and take at least one more caller. Go ahead, Ed. You're on the dark side.
Yes, hello there, Bob. You were mentioning the other day about these states going helmetless, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I figured out the reason why they wanted to go helmetless. Because they'll have all these people running around with brain damage, and they'll go Democratic, those states will.
You know, I think they're already brain dead, but go ahead.
But on a serious note, you have all these people call in that's down for the cause, okay, and they want to fuss at you for saying nigger. But I haven't yet, I heard you ask one of them where they live. I bet they don't, if they lived up in O'Fallon Park or Baden or somewhere like that, I bet you they'd be hollering nigger within 2 weeks, you know. They live far away from the situation.
That. Yeah. You know what, I agree with you, Ed, and it's amazing how when they're right, they're always right, and when they're wrong, they're still right. You ever notice that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And one other thing, now everybody talks about these gays, okay? They say, oh, well, they're okay if they, as long as they do what they do behind their doors or whatever and everything. Well, I just mentioned one. I heard you mention one thing about now they're training these kids to go in the restrooms and all this stuff.
Right.
And they have trannies singing to, performing to preschoolers and stuff. Okay, now, that's wrong. I mean, and one was even a convicted pedophile, they found out.
Right.
They're supposed to be giving them back, which, and they're teaching that junk in school. Okay, well, Hitler said in Nazi Germany, if you control the children, you control the future. You know, okay, he trained the children, didn't he?
Well, sure he did.
But what happened? They became brown shirts.
Right.
Now, if you think all this stuff isn't going to come back to bite you in the butt, you know, you're doing mind-altering drugs, you know?
Right. Well, Ed, thank you for the call. We don't have a lot of time, but thank you very much for the call. We sincerely appreciate it. But he's right. He's right. It's amazing. It's amazing how you can take a child and you can teach a child something, and the child believes you because we're adults, and you keep teaching them, they'll keep believing. And it's a shame. It's a shame that it has to be that way. But as always, if we don't watch our children, if we don't watch our educational system, if we don't watch what's going on, there's not going to be anything to watch, because it's not going to be pretty. One last thing I'd like to bring up. I always talk about East St. Louis, the Flyers. I was a Flyer, graduated in 67. They've got the sports front page top fold. Last year's disappointment motivates East St. Louis Flyers for their 12th state track title. Now, these bastards, I shouldn't say bastards, because they're probably young kids until they get out and start robbing and raping if they don't go away to college. It said that they dominated the Class 2 field with 84 team points, which doubled the output of the second place Marengo, Illinois high school. So here, once again, they're not concerned about the academics. They're concerned about all, not just football, but basketball and track. They're concerned about their people out there doing a job in the athletic field. And I'm so tired of that. You know, it just really pisses me off. But front page, top fold, last year's disappointment motivates East St. Louis Flyers for their 12th state track title. 12th state track title, people, when they doubled the points for the second place in the last state meet. That just shows you how they're down on academics and up, I mean way up, on any situation that has to do with any sport, because that's what a lot of these schools are about. And it's a shame that they have to be that way, but they are, and that's just the way it is. As always, people, it's about time to go. You know what we do every day. We get out, we research, we understand, we research more, we understand even more, until we've researched everything we can research. Then we sit down and talk about it and say, hey, now it's time to do what we do. It's time to vote. It's time to vote in our state legislators, our local politicians, our state governors, and our president of this great United States. It's all coming about in about a year and a half. So let's all consider that as we go through these trying times. And they are trying. But let's all work together. Men, women, Democrats, Republicans, black or white. Let's all work together, because if we don't work together, if we don't come together, you know what it's going to be. It's going to be the same crap over and over and over again. So let's continue to unite to expose these asswipe bastard political parasitical perverted punks that we call politicians. And as always, I say, people, as always, at the end of the day, no violence. But we do have to destroy them. No violence, people. Don't believe in violence. Get you nothing. Let's destroy them politically, of course. Politically, of course. Right here on the dark side.
Oh. all the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romantic, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all of the illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddy-less babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga, I don't mean Negro. Nigga, I don't mean black man. I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch!
This is Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ St. Louis.